Now, we were talking over the last number of days, a number of people getting in touch with us with regards to boy racers racing through the streets or making loud noise with their cars through the streets of Killarney in the middle of the night. A number of people getting in touch with us. We were talking yesterday with a man who said, look, it's time perhaps maybe to look at it from the other perspective. And we've got Brian on the line, Brian O'Connor, who contacted us well on hearing complaints from listener. Brian, good morning to you.
Hi, how's it going, Jerry?
Thanks for joining us in the program this morning. Look, you're making the point about car enthusiasts and what they do and what they bring. And you're kind of frustrated with the lack of acceptance of it as a pastime. Is that right?
I am, yeah. I mean, like, in regards to all the people giving out about loud cars, I don't understand it, really. I have a loud car myself, and it's loud because I want it loud. I don't drive around to annoy people. I don't drive around, you know, to be getting under people's skin. Having a loud car is a hobby, like. And to some people as well, it's a way of life. For young people nowadays, it's an escape. It's a person's happy place and a safe place. It's 2022, and the world still can't accept car enthusiasts.
Why do you think that is, Brian? Why do you think it is that people are still getting... People look at a modified car, and the first thing they think of is boy racers up to no good?
Honestly, I just think that people need something to complain about nowadays.
Really?
That's honest truth. I just think people want something to complain about. Like, I go up the road there now and I have a loud car. Like, people just assume I'm speeding just because the car is making noise, because they can hear it, like.
They assume you're going too fast and you're a danger on the road. And you're saying you're not.
No, not at all. I mean, like, if you're inside in a public place and the place is, you know, full of people, I mean, you can't be speeding if you have a loud car. You're drawing attention to yourself as it is, like.
Yeah, yeah. It's just it's modified. It's designed to sound that way, and that's why you do it. Brian, tell me what it's like. What kind of joy does it bring you? What kind of money do you put into it? What's your community like of car enthusiasts?
Well, the money is kind of crazy. No, I'm not going to lie to you. But, I mean, like, happiness and all of that, I mean, it's kind of everything to a person. Like, cars have helped me an awful lot over the years, and I'm sure it's the same for many more.
It brings a peace of mind, it gives you something to do, it kind of keeps you out of trouble, I suppose, otherwise. Would that be the case for people, that they put their time and attention learning about the technical aspects of cars, the engineering of it all those sort of things?
Do you know, I'll give you a bit of an insight there now. When I was younger there now, my father died in 2010, and I started acting out badly. So I eventually convinced my mother to let me get a car, and she wasn't happy about it, but I mean, she let me do it. And every day from there on, I backed away from a group of friends that I was with, and I was always getting into trouble with, and I ended up just being on my own every day, just taking apart this car, putting it together. And now I'm in a great position in my life.
And that's from your love of cars, your car enthusiasts, the modification, the working with it. That just, it channeled your energies in the right way, Brian.
Absolutely. That's everything to do with cars. Cars are a person's dream, like.
Yeah, yeah. And you found a community of like-minded people.
A massive community.
So what do you say then, Brian, when you see, like, people who are residents in an area saying, look, 3 o'clock in the morning, you know, boy racers or loud cars zooming through an area, waking people up, affecting people? Is that part of the problem that people can't accept?
Well, see, I get their frustration as well. I mean, there is a big difference now between so-called boy racers and car enthusiasts.
Right.
You know? Yeah. There's a massive difference. I mean, driving around there at 3 o'clock in the morning, making excessive noise and, you know, drawing attention to yourself on purpose. And just, you kind of aren't out annoying people then, like. But I mean, just having a loud car driving through somewhere at 3 o'clock in the morning, it still shouldn't be heard too much, like.
Yeah, you think that's the minority giving the majority a bad name?
Absolutely. But I mean, even us as a car community, these so-called boy racers give car enthusiasts a bad name. I mean, it affects us too.
Yeah, you're not happy with them either?
No. Sure, we go away there, we try to have, you know, car meets and stuff like that, and it's just impossible because there's always one.
Yeah, and the negative vibes, and all of a sudden the Gardaí are involved, all of a sudden people are giving out on the radio and saying this happened and that happened, and all of a sudden you're all looked at as ne'er-do-wells, really, or people looking to cause problems, which for the majority you're saying isn't the case.
No, for the majority of them it isn't the case, but as I say, there's always one, really.
Brian, will you continue? It sounds like you'll continue doing it.
Well, Joe asked, car enthusiasts have been around a long time, and we're going to continue to be around.
Yeah.
We're here to stay, really. But I mean, it's 2022 and people are afraid to do what they want and chase their dreams because of the likes of this negativity. Cars have personally helped me an awful lot over the years, and as I say, I'm certain it's the same for many more. Don't destroy someone else's ambition because you're not happy with it, like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Listen, this is
the world should be encouraging people to be who they are and not taking it away from them or restricting them. Let people be happy. Happiness is key.
Okay. Brian, listen, it's been interesting talking to you to get perspective on it in the programme this morning. Thanks for getting in touch, and we'll talk again, no doubt.
Perfect. Thanks very much, Jerry.
Brian O'Connor there on the line. Car enthusiast says, look, don't tar all of them the same brush. There are, of course, a number of bad actors who will be, you know, racing through townlands and villages and towns in the middle of the night, 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, in the early hours of the morning, causing problems. That isn't the majority of car enthusiasts. They put money, it's a pastime, it's an enthusiasm, as you said, as he feels, it kind of saved him from going down the wrong road. And Tom gets in touch. Can you ask Brian, is the loudness of his car within the legal recommended guidelines? Well, I think that's the point he was making, Tom. He was saying, look, enthusiasm is one thing. Boy racing in the middle of the night is another thing. They have it loud because that's what they love. It's part of modifying their engines. It's all about, you know, the time of the day you would be doing that. And if you do it in the early hours of the morning, it's one thing. If you're doing it, let's say, 6 or 7 or 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock in the evening, then maybe it should be looked at in another way. What do you think? Do you have a different perspective on boy racers? And again, that's the term branding them all with. I'm probably at fault as a member of the media for putting that moniker on them. Do you have a different understanding, I suppose, as what Brian said, of the difference between a boy racer or a girl racer, by the way? There's plenty of girls involved as well, plenty of female car enthusiasts. The difference between a boy or girl racer or a boy or girl car enthusiast, as outlined by Brian.